You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Forbidden mitzvah is called the ribbit interest. It says in the Torah, Tirah me'ito neshech v'tarbit. So the two terms that is mentioned is neshech and tarbit. So what's the difference between neshech and tarbit? They're both interest. The Torah says you're not permitted to have neshech or tarbit. What type of interest people collect usually? Understand, but what type of choices that they give?
They charge fees on top of
it. Fine, but is all the same?
No.
So what's the difference? That means you have an option, or they give you an option, or the type of the interest that they collect. It varies. One is variable. Yeah, the variable means that like every year it goes up, right?
Yes.
Or the fixed, that means this is like 2%, 5%, and then that's what the interest you pay. So Ramban Zatzal explains, that's what the two different terms represents. One is nesher, one is tarbit. Either variable or the fixed, you're not permitted to collect from another Yehudi. So now, why you're not permitted to collect interest? Actually, you're helping somebody, you know? He needs money. He needs to, it's a chesed, it's a big chesed. He needs money, and then you help him out.
But you don't get an interest.
Why not?
So the Torah said you are not supposed to get interest.
Understand, but is that, he's not happy that you're helping him?
Yes, he is.
So what's the problem?
They have money, Hashem happy. The money belongs to Hashem.
Why Hashem is not happy? That's the question.
But everything belongs to Hashem. You just gave it as a collateral.
So you gave it to him. Hashem so gave it, you gave it to him.
Because it's a collateral, it's not yours.
Fine, but what's the problem to collect interest?
Because you put burden on top of the burden.
No, he has no problem with it. He takes your money, $1 million, and then he's making big profit.
So why not? Why
then
Hashem said no?
Yeah, that's exactly the question. Why not? What's the problem? You don't collect interest?
To extend the chesed.
See, the severe punishment actually, the Gemara says that whoever that collect interest is not going to get up in Techiyat HaMitim. Yeah, he would not be part of the being revived. He's going to stay. There are stories, actually, somebody passed away, and the cemetery people for the burial place, they were charging lots and lots of money. So they came to Kitav Yosef, Kitav Sofer, and complained. So he called the people in charge and says, you know, why are you charging them so much? So he said, we know this gentleman collected lots of interest. He says in the Gemara, he's not going to get up. So this burial place, we cannot reuse anymore. So we have to charge him. One-time fee.
Question, like a lot of businesses, they when they sell merchandise, they issue a an invoice. They say invoice is due in 30 days. If not after 30 days, we're gonna start collecting interest after so much, like a percent, whatever, after 30 days. So is that also?
No, that's not interest.
That's not interest, right?
No. No, that's not an interest.
You could always make a contract and make money from your money. But according to a contract and agreement, so that's not interest, that's business. You become partner.
Well, before we get, let's not mix it up. Let's go step by step.
The question I had about this, that if someone collect interest, interagreement won't get up. This neshamot goes to different bodies for so many different ways. I mean, so if one between all these bodies that the neshamot travel into, does so this neshamot stays?
Well,
how it works.
But the one that is the one that left this olam. So then, as what the last mission he had, so now he will not be honored to be able to accomplish the last final procedure. Meaning, so now there's a 12 month of preparation. It's called the other side of the Gan Eden, where the air conditioning doesn't work. So now that area is just a preparation that the process will start, the Gilgulim and so on. So this gentleman, now we'll see what exactly, you know, is going to happen to him. So now here, the term that is used, Nesher. As you know, today is Hilul Rabbeinu Ramchal. And it's good at this, the Sefarim that's very easy to understand, like Mesilat Yesharim, Derech Hashem. So you study those, so yes, Zechuto, Maren Kol Am Yisrael. So now here, Harav says, Neshech, Neshicha means to bite.
Bite?
Yeah. To bite, yeah. Linshoch means to bite. So now, the term ribbit, it's used exactly the term that is used for biting, linshoch. So Harav says that when somebody passes away, so now when he is buried, so now he's going to turn to afar, to dirt. So Harav says this is the related matter to the Nahash. Why? Because he was cursed that his nourishment will be afar. Wherever he goes, anything he nourishes will have the taste of the dirt. So now, this person that collected interest, he has exact relation to the snake. And also, when you give ribbit interest, it's like somebody's biting you. So that's why the term ribbit is mentioned here as a biting. So now, why the punishment of this gentleman is so severe? Because when you lend money and you collect interest, how do you feel?
Proud.
Proud? Not proud. Why proud?
Some people, they have so much care about it, they feel proud.
No, you don't feel proud.
You feel power.
You feel?
Controlling.
You feel? Well off. You don't need to do anything. 13 months a year, you go on vacation. Because the money keeps coming. Right? So now, what is that going to do to you? You're going to be emunaless, emunah free. Because you see the monies keep coming and you don't do nothing. And your money is there. The capital that you invested is there. And then it gives birth and birth and birth and birth. And just imagine, you lend money to 10 people, you collect $1 million a week. I mean, big money, big chunk of money. So now here, so now, because by what he chose to do in his life, so now he was disconnected from Ribono Shel Olam. Because he had no use to come and say, Shema Koleinu, Ana Hashem Hoshi'ana, because he was well off and the money was not the issue for him. So now here the Torah says an interesting point. He says that Lo Titen. The Pasuk says, when you give him, but actually the term is a little bit not accurate. It doesn't say when you lend, it's just titen. When I say you give, it's just that when I lend to him, don't be like a nosher, that means like a biting him. So they explain the outcome of those that gave, they collected rivet, in the end they lose all their money. So instead of the Torah says that when you lend them, it says when you give them. What does it mean? That means the money that you collected as an interest, there is no hair to it. You're not going to have any benefit from it. Sooner or later, you're going to lose it.
Probably you can be well off without interest. So just someone who is well off, is that also an issue?
Right, so here, back to what Rabbi Ramchal says, if you really look into what Nahash was given, the Torah says it was a curse, right? Hashem cursed Nahash. But the fact of the matter here is, why should it be a curse? Anywhere he goes, his food is prepared for it. But the point of the matter here is, when you don't have any excuse to come to Hashem, that means you're cursed. So, being well off in a point that you feel, you know, I made it, you know, I started from zero, although we gave you the zero, that's another subject. But here, when you become so boosted up because the belonging that you have, the wealth that you have, so that means Hashem doesn't want you to come to Him. So on the another hand, and the Torah guarantees, Umshalem l'sonav al panav, whoever that Hashem doesn't like, he cashes in his zechuyot. So then you will never come to Ribono Shel Olam. So that means when you are departed from Hashem, you're distant from Hashem, so that means that Hashem has no interest in you. But when you need it to come to Hashem, there's something that you need to get it solved. So that means you're blessed. Hashem wants to see you. You have a poem, but with a great, unfortunate pain, people that in somehow they're well off, they never feel that there's any point to come to Ribono Shel Olam, because they think their money is the solution for everything. There are doctors, there are lawyers, there is this, there's that. So they don't see any need. Why should I go to Hashem? And the fact of the matter here is that people, unfortunately, and Gemara has a surprising, very, very shocking statement. You know, like you see a white horse, right? What would make the white horse beautiful?
The color.
I mean, what can you add to it to make it more attractive?
The muscle.
Muscle?
Yeah.
What do you mean? To give a massage?
No, I mean the way the body is, some...
No, to add something to it. To the white. You don't have a white horse? No?
Right?
The saddle? No. Now, the Gemara says...
The ring on his hairs, you know.
Rings?
That's the saddle.
Peot?
Yeah.
It's a Taimani horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So now here, Gemara says, the best thing that make the horse attractive is a red ribbon. You put a red ribbon on a white horse, wow, you know, everybody will be attracted. So now, Gemara says in the same aspect, the best thing, like the red ribbon for the horse, is poverty for a Yehudi to make him beautiful. That means when he becomes, and becomes ani, when he becomes poor, yeah, this is a statement of Gemara. It's a very shocking. But he says the best thing for a Yehudi is to be under stress. Why? Because the Gemara, the Torah says, we have in the Pasuk in Torah, the Peshat Erev says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivah. I'm inside, they became farbe, they become fattened. And then they start using their feet. Oh, you are boy. Vayivat. You know what vayivat means? The same way that you kick the ball. He says, when Yehudi becomes well off, then he start... Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
What about the person that needs the money and chooses to go borrow from someone to pay interest? Is he helping, I mean, doing something for the other Jew to do avara? So the person that goes and borrow money with the
interest, one that the borrowed?
Yes.
Yes, he does. And also the intermediate, if there is a, like a broker, they're all in the same partner of the crime. It's called Messiah Yeda Avera. That means you cause them to commit the wrongdoing. So again, so here the whole, as Rabbeinu Ramchal says, he's exactly like a Nahash, like a snake. So actually, he says this gentleman, when he borrowed interest, the Nahash came out of the ground. The Nahash is supposed to be underground. So now he came out. So now, when the Nahash is out, so then when the Techiyat and the team takes place, he cannot come out because he brought the Nahash out. So now here we see it's a lack of trust to Hashem that he collected interest and also he betrayed another Yehudi that could have helped him. That could be, you know, give him a feedback, you know, the money that Hashem blessed him. But he wants to take advantage of the money that Hashem gave him. That means he goes against the promotion of Hashem, gave him a blessing. So now, you just like, let's say,
double dipping.
Yeah, like, let's say you need a car, right? So you go to your friends, you cannot borrow your car. So then the next thing you see, somebody is driving your car that he owes you money past 2 years. You lend the car to him. So he went and gave the car to somebody that you even don't want to see him. So here Hashem gave you the money, and then you take the money, give it to somebody else, and you make money on the money of Hashem. What a chuspah!
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.